USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's and F's. I just saw the pediatrician in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
After a few much-needed days of good weather, storms are returning to parts of the nation starting on Thursday. There's a major winter storm out west that's dumped between 6 inches to a foot of snow in Denver overnight. 10 western states from California to Montana could also see high winds, heavy snow, and increased avalanche danger today. With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
In a Mental Health America survey, more than half of children ages 11 to 17 have reported that they have had thoughts of suicide or self-harm, more than half nearly every day of the previous weeks. According to the survey, they were also more likely than any other age group to have moderate to severe symptoms of anxiety and depression.
It was just me being angry at the world and everything because of COVID and stuff.
New Jersey sixth grader Rocco Testa opening up to CBS News. That was during the summer when he bravely opened up about his mental health during the pandemic. Testa doing much better now that he's able to attend school in person. Rocco's mother, Gina Testa, a guidance counselor, saying,
in September, it was like my kid was back. My students are suffering. They're breaking down. I have parents that are on Zooms with me crying about what's going on with their kids at home.
A new NBC News poll showed that the percentage of blue-collar workers who associate themselves with the Republican Party has grown 12 points over the last decade. Hispanic blue-collar support for the GOP went from 23% to 36% from 2010 to 2020. Likewise, black blue-collar voters shifted towards the GOP, growing 7 points over the last decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.